fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 25th day of August. The prepper tip of the day is to learn a new skill. I like learning new skills. I'm sure most of you do also. It could be hopefully something useful, maybe cooking, maybe carpentry or painting or electrical work, plumbing, mechanical work. There's lots of different skills to learn. Of course, all the tools that go with it. We have Patient Wayne in the green room, my friend, Pastor Evan Bell. Pastor Bell is my pastor, the pastor of the Viburnum Free Will Baptist Church in Viburnum, Missouri. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning, John.
Good to have you with us, sir. I know you're a busy guy. You may or may not be aware that the COVID-19 mask wearing and lockdowns are about to begin all over again. Are you aware of that, sir?
I read the first couple articles about universities and colleges outlandishly reinitiating all these restrictions and mask mandates.
Well, many churches shut down during that. In fact, there was one church, you may be aware of this, they had an outdoor service in a big field. Everybody was in their automobiles with the windows rolled up, and they were hearing the pastor on the radio as the pastor stood on a platform before the congregation. These people got arrested. But recently, the good news is they got a really big cash settlement from the arresting authorities. Insanity did not prevail in that case, did it?
No, it did not, and good for them. They probably did more damage with 100 cars idling in a field than they would have breathing any outside air.
Absolutely. Well, Pastor, I don't know if you've given any thought to what you and Viburnum Free Will Baptist Church will do if more lockdowns are mandated, but you're probably already considering that, aren't you?
I am. I am ashamed to say that back when they were spouting the mantra, 2 weeks to flatten the curve, I went along with it for 2 weeks, and we streamed our services online, and I regret that decision.
For two weeks.
After those 2 weeks, we went right back. Our doors opened. I told the folks, you come if you wish, don't come if you wish, wear a mask if you wish, don't wear a mask. But after 2 weeks, we went back to business as usual, and we were glad we did.
I was spending a lot of time in St. Louis County at the time, so I was unable to attend a lot of those services. But many churches continued the mask mandates and being closed for months, didn't they?
They did. And what shocked and offended me was choosing church attendance as something singled out to be blocked or prevented when so many other social gatherings were allowed to continue business as usual. The arbitrariness of choosing church was very telling, in my opinion.
Well, let me make it more specific. Let's say you lived near West Memphis, Arkansas, which is right across the river from Memphis, Tennessee, and you're going to church. You're going to the open casino on a Sunday with hundreds of cars in the parking lot, and going past the closed church at the same morning. That's how crazy it was, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And as if a gathering of God's people was more likely to spread COVID than a sports event or a public protest or a public riot in some cases.
Now, Pastor, I don't know if I mentioned it to you, but at my website, at thelibertyman.com, the top left-hand part of my website, I'm going to go there right now, there's an audio clip, and it's from the 7th day of May, 2020. 7th day of May, 2020. It's only about 8 minutes, where I say the following. First of all, a safe and effective vaccine cannot be created in 9 months or less, which everybody knows that's the truth. The second thing I said was my belief, I had no evidence at the time, but I now have evidence, that the COVID vaccines were already in refrigerators waiting to be distributed. Now, I stated yesterday my belief, the following belief, that the vaccines for this next round of COVID are already in the refrigerators waiting to be distributed. Because when the new lockdowns come, that will build the hysteria, build the demand, build the need in people to want to get we believe to be a non-existent vaccine. But I'm pretty sure it'll come up in 8 or 9 months with another vaccine. What do you think, sir?
I think so. And I think this is all the run-up to next year's election and one more layer of social public control to foul up the next election as well.
Well, you touched on the next thing I was going to bring up, and that's the following, which you already touched on it. They could not have had the mail-in ballots without the lockdowns. So one's necessary for the other to happen, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think it's going to feed into that. I think they're setting parameters where it's going to be more easy for them to predict just how many votes do we need to take this election from the winning side, and using the pretext of lockdowns or maybe even health passports or documents to stand in a line and cast your vote would be required, something like that. I think all that is going to give them the parameters where they can handily take the election.
Absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the Viburnum Free Will Baptist Church is obviously in the little town of Viburnum, Missouri, population less than 700, right next to the railroad tracks, which have not been used for 20-plus years, which is another issue. How do we get back the land taken for the railroad right away decades ago? But it's a small country church with Pastor Evan Bell, who has a unique history of being in southern, what part of Europe would Kazakhstan be considered? South Russia or?
Well, we called it Central Asia.
Dead
center Asia.
And you went there as a rather naive young minister, and you learned a lot about human behavior and the way the world works in those years you spent there, didn't you, sir?
Oh, I did. It was eye-opening. There were two aspects. It was post-communism, post-socialism, so that was one layer of society, and then it was an Islamic country, and that was another layer that factored into people's behavior and society in general.
Absolutely. Well, you bring that knowledge and experience to the Little Country Church in Vibrant, Missouri. It helps you give a worldview that I really appreciate, and I know many of our church members appreciate as well, that most pastors simply don't have and never could get. There's a lot of knowledge to be gained by reading books, but there's no substitute for actually living somewhere, is there?
No, you get an insight into people, their character, society, that really helps you minister to people, because you know where they're coming from. You know life and all its complexities, its ups and downs, and the path people walk better.
Absolutely. Well, our Sunday service begins promptly at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday. We have great music. Pastor Bell plays baby grand. It is a baby grand, not a grand, isn't it? I think baby grand.
It's a baby grand. Baldwin.
Baby grand. Baldwin. Beautiful piano. And his wife leads the songs, and his teenage daughter joins right in, and we all join in with the music, and then the pastor delivers a message which typically will be address both issues of the day as well as spiritual needs. Right, Pastor?
We make it our attempt to, John. We have an hour service, and I love an hour service, John. Overseas, the Russians, you know, the Russian culture, the Russian soul has this built-in capacity for endurance and suffering. And honestly, some of those services would be 2 and 3 hours long. And when we started serving in States in this church in Viburnum, we believe just an hour service is perfect, because Sunday, it was meant to be a day of rest, not endurance. And we also have opportunities to meet in a small town. We have other services and get-togethers. So we meet for just an hour on Sunday mornings.
Absolutely. Well, there's exciting things in the works for Viburnum Free Will to make use of modern technology to enhance the experience of people going to the church and build a membership. Right, Pastor?
Yeah, we have several things on the agenda. Now, I know that most churches across America would already have internet woven into their church's media and technology. We are going to start using that in our sanctuary to bring in speakers from outside, well, besides just me. So we're going to use internet to provide the people with a chance to listen to other speakers, other teachers. We're going to get to view our missionaries in field. You remember, in decades past, you would only hear a missionary speaker every once in a while. They come home on furlough, and you might be lucky enough to have them. But here we're going to be able to check in with any missionary we support from Sunday to Sunday, just a 5-minute missions window where we, through Skype, we get to connect with them and see them and see what they're doing.
Do you have a list off the top of your head of the various countries that we have missionaries posted in?
Sure. We have two couples focused in Japan. We have a family in Bulgaria. We have a family in Ecuador serving. Those are three countries that we are focusing on.
Well, that's certainly a wide variety of countries there. And ladies and gentlemen, if you live within a reasonable drive, I'm there most Sundays. This coming Sunday, I'll be attending a baptism in St. Louis of one of my wife's friends, but I'm there typically most Sundays. And it's an enjoyable experience, and every church wants to be friendly, and our church is very friendly to all comers, aren't we?
Sure. Our doors are open to anyone, and we welcome people just to come and give us a try.
Outstanding. Well, Pastor, getting back to the current events, Viburnum, Missouri is isolated from much of the culture war that's going on, but because of television primarily, the culture revolution even touches on little Viburnum, Missouri, doesn't it?
It does. We like it that way. We like being out in the woods, but even out here, because of media, you can't help but escape these issues.
Yeah, I think that if the internet was cut off from Viburnum, Missouri, it would be generally, not that it's going to happen, it would be generally a beneficial thing, especially for youngsters. And Pastor, you spent a number of years as an instructor at the University of Missouri at Rolla, didn't you, sir?
Yes, I did. And those were a good season, 7 years. I was an English instructor.
And you got to observe firsthand some of the culture revolution going on there, such as tell us about the proclamation that went out regarding the chocolate treat, chocolate treat called brownies.
Watch your language, John.
That's right.
We were making a list for bringing sweet goodies to a student get-together, and I volunteered my wife, which she hates for me to do, but I volunteered my wife to bake brownies, and I was immediately quite publicly taken to task and reprimanded for using the word brownies, because somebody somewhere might be offended by the word brownies. And I was instructed that I was required to read henceforth and forevermore refer them to them as sweet chocolatey desserts.
How about that? Sometimes I wonder if there's adults in charge of these institutions that make these kind of proclamations.
It's absurd. It's something out of Frank Kafka novel or something. It's Catch 22 absurdity.
There's a level of absurdity even above that at the University of Missouri. Now, ladies and gentlemen, for you, those of you who don't know, University of Missouri at Rolla is a world-class university for engineering, every kind of engineering you can imagine. Beginning about 2 or 3 years ago, I think you may have still been there, they put in special little rooms in the restrooms where students who believe their cats can relieve themselves in a litter box. You are aware of that, aren't you, sir?
I did not know. I had heard the rumor. I never saw the litter box in our men's room. But I've heard things as absurd.
It is truly bizarre. Truly bizarre. And, of course, the current president of the university is a Muslim, isn't it?
Yes, I believe so. I've been out for, it's been 3 years. But when I left, it was. The president was a Muslim.
Well, friends of mine, and of course, I go to Rolla once a month for my monthly meetup. And when the lockdowns began in 2020, my friends started reporting to me how these. Now, getting to the university at Rolla means you obviously have a well above average IQ. You've done well academically in high school. And they commented to me how these youngsters were driving around by themselves in their car wearing a mask. Of course, that was nationwide, not just Rolla, Missouri, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I always shake my head. I wonder what this person is attempting to do, restricting their airflow while operating a two-ton motor vehicle.
Absolutely. And, of course, the mask wearing, I just saw a video in the Atlanta airport taken in the last 3 days, and men and women in the airport wearing masks all over again. So it's already begun. And, of course, if a pre-puberty child wears a mask, they're causing permanent brain damage because they're restricting the oxygen that young brain, growing brain, needs. Permanent brain damage, it can't be reversed. And we already have damaged millions of children that way, and it's about to begin all over again, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's a big disappointment for my family, John, because, you know, my wife and I have traveled over 25 different countries, and we love traveling and seeing the world and seeing the best this world has to offer. But with health passports on the horizon and mask mandates, I don't know that I'm going to subject my children to that. And to put ourselves in a country that might suddenly require us and demand that we get some sort of clot shot or immunization, I'm not sure I want to take my children around the world as we got to do.
Yeah, it's unfortunate the way the world is changing. I'm scheduled to go to the Dominican Republic, my wife and I, to do a private consultation sometime when it's really cold. I'd rather be in the tropics when it's really cold here and nice down there. But initially I wasn't going to go because of the vaccine requirements, but those were dropped. If they come back, I'll have to meet my client in Miami or someplace. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Gilad Atzman says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up, with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, you know. How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. My Labor Day sale of energy cleaners and mattress pads is in effect right now until midnight Labor Day. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. You can place your order right there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, or call my toll-free hour line, 800-592-9543. Visiting with my pastor, Pastor Evan Bell, the pastor of the Viburnum Free Will Baptist Church, located on Highway 49 in beautiful Viburnum, Missouri, right next to the hardware store. Right, Pastor?
That's right. Good morning, John.
Okay. Pastor, my mother and my grandmother coordinated to have me go to visit my grandmother near Potosi, and we attended the Lost Creek Baptist Church, which had no air conditioning, had no running water, and it was hot in the summertime. And I got to go to Vacation Bible School, where they had Kool-Aid and cookies for snacks for the children. And it was a great experience. And at the front of the church, there was a board giving the attendance for last week and how much money was donated. And as an 8-year-old, I was impressed that $3,645 were contributed the week before, not knowing where the decimal point should have been, which would have been $36.45.
Well, I was happy in 2023 to see those numbers on our board.
It was a good experience for a youngster. I made lifelong friends there. And church is just a great place for children. We've got several children that attend. They have their own special activities downstairs, don't they?
Yes, they do. And John, you bring up something so important. Positive experiences of churches in America. Church is so woven into the American experience, American democracy. I fear the approaching day when church has completely lost this essential aspect of our culture and nation. And we attempt to provide a variety of activities for kids and for everyone, really, because we maintain that church is ever relevant and ever helpful to raising children to competent adults.
Absolutely. Well, I blame television in general for much of the adverse effects on our society this past 75 years. And I'm part of the first generation that grew up from a small child with TV. And I got to see this transition firsthand, and much of it being very negative. When I was a boy, we had one TV station in St. Louis, and I was hooked on it. Sunday morning, I would watch movies of cans going through a process of putting food in and put the lids on it, these industrial educational movies, because if it was on TV, I was going to watch it. It didn't matter what it was.
My parents, they were odd. We grew up without my five brothers and sisters and I. We grew up without television. And so I don't have those memories. We just didn't have a TV. We had a home library. My parents were both school teachers, and I'm afraid to say that many of the books in our home library had the name of our school stamped in the back. To this day, I have some of those that were never returned. But my parents were big into reading, so we had a large home library but no TV. Then I married a young woman that had grown up a house without TV. And so we agreed for the first 5 years of our marriage, we would have no TV. And then we went to overseas service where there was no American TV, of course. And so 5 years became 20 years. Finally, when you could have a smart TV hooked up to the internet where you could be choosy and picky and discerning about what you would watch. Finally, we got our first TV for our children when they were in middle teens. And I just think that's so important that parents learn to limit screen time.
I agree. My friend, former Congressman Todd Akin, he's now deceased, just a guy he was my age. He raised five children without they had a TV in the home of Congressman Akin. It was in the laundry room and no place to sit. It was above the washer and dryer. And if you want to watch TV, you had to stand there in a rather close confines of the laundry room and not be able to sit down to watch television. Two of his children went to military academies, by the way, a great family. Television is just in general very harmful most of the time, isn't it?
If it's not just the aspect of wasting time, it's the aspect of what children are watching and the strong power of indoctrination of media content. Media content has a power that no Sunday school teacher, no third grade teacher ever has had to capture attention and to put the child into a lull of just download.
It's mesmerizing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And they've even proven that biologically by watching body response to watching TV. The body is more comatose watching TV than it is when it's sound asleep.
Absolutely. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Mr. Sandman, bring me Liberty Man. My aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Yes, we are living through the worst crime in recorded human history, the consequences of the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. The COVID panel at my website has more than 200 articles and videos, including the list of side effects of the Pfizer vaccine that a judge ordered Pfizer to release. They have wanted it held for 75 years. It's dozens and dozens of very serious things that the COVID vaccination does to people. And, of course, articles and videos by Dr. Michael Yaden. Dr. Yaden was a vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. He's now saying that the COVID vaccinations are meant to hurt and kill people. It's not a side effect. It's what they were designed and intended to do. Very serious accusations by a man who knows what he's talking about. And, of course, products at my own website that will help you be independent and reach your goals, such as Liberator Rocket Heater, a wood-burning stove with no smoke. And, here we go. And, of course, the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner Labor Day sale is in effect right now until midnight Labor Day. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. The first few orders will go out the door immediately, and we have back orders. I'll rebuild my inventory and get those orders out as quick as I can. Place your order at my website. You pay full price. I do the sale price refund manually, and, of course, I have a toll-free hour line as well, 800-592-9543. visiting with Pastor Evan Bell, the pastor of my church, the Viburnum Free Will Baptist Church in beautiful Viburnum, Missouri. And Pastor, Viburnum is truly, it's a beautiful town, and it's a planned community. Viburnum really didn't exist. There was a country post office and a little store, maybe six houses before 1965, and it was a planned community from the get-go, wasn't it, sir?
Yes, it was planned well by the Doron Mine, or what was that? I guess it would be St. Joe Mine.
St. Joe led at the time, yeah. And they did a good job, and there's several hundred, what is there, about, how many homes in Viburnum? About 300 homes or so?
I would say, I think our population is up to 800, actually.
Well, population about 800 and about 300 homes or so. A beautiful little community where people look out for each other. There's community activities, a nine-hole golf course with a swimming pool that people can join, a country club. It's highly, in case you don't know us, ladies and gentlemen, it's highly unusual for a remote community with a population of 800 to have a country club with a golf course and a swimming pool. That's highly unusual, isn't it, sir?
Yes, it is. One of the things I like about Viburnum is the presence of the mine headquarters of our city. The entire city within city limits has excellent internet, really high download, high upload capacity. So anyone living in city limits can offer, can operate with their home. Just an amazing connection.
You're probably aware of one of the largest homes in town, south on 49, just at the city limits. Recently rebuilt. My friend Steve Canfield, he's now deceased. He was a retired Navy submarine commander, and the reason he bought that home for him and his wife was the following reason. Viburnum, Missouri is the highest altitude incorporated community in the state of Missouri, and 7 miles away is the highest altitude unincorporated community in Missouri, Bixby, Missouri. Of course, Steve Canfield was at the Navy briefing where he was told that the oceans will come out of their basins, flooding all coastal areas worldwide, creating a new inland sea on the Mississippi River. And he helped me make the revisions on the map at my website, showing the map duplicating what he saw in the Navy classified briefing. There's a lot going for Viburnum, Missouri, isn't there?
It certainly is. It's a safe, quiet community. Great place to raise a family.
I haven't met the new chief of police yet, but when I do, I'll point out that I drilled a hole in the side of his office, the chief's office, for the coax, for the emergency communications radio, to be installed there at City Hall. And then another friend of mine, we installed the main communications at the firehouse. And It's a small community, but a great community, and has everything a human being needs for normal life, doesn't it?
I think so. We've enjoyed 11 years here. We moved from overseas here, and what a change it was. A hot, dry city of a million, kind of hostile security restrictions to thousands of acres of Mark Twain National Forest surrounding us. Pretty much I could let my kids go, run out and play. It was such a change, a refreshing change for my family.
Absolutely. Well, we have I have a number of my listeners that have moved here to our neighborhood from the East Coast, the West Coast, other places, and it's a culture shock, but it was a culture shock for me moving out here from St. Louis 22 years ago, but a good culture shock. And these communities. Here's the analogy I use. Imagine moving to a place where everybody went to the same high school and nobody moved away. That's a pretty good analogy, isn't it?
Yeah, that describes our community. Occasionally, you'll have someone go off for opportunity, but many of them end up returning when it's time to build a family.
That's right. That's right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to attend a little country church with a great pastor, a great members of the church that is very friendly and open to new members, where you'll be accepted and just enjoy being a member there and enjoy the message every Sunday. And there's other opportunities also, Sunday evening and Wednesday, aren't there?
Yes, there are. John, I so appreciated your tip of the day to learn a new skill. And I tell you, if you move to a homestead or a farm in the woods, you'll be of necessity learning a new skill frequently. It reminds me of a Bible verse that we'll be looking at soon in our church that simply says, Ephesians chapter 5, that we are to look carefully how then you walk, not as wise, but as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. And we attempt to do that at our church, to make good use of our time, to always be learning a new skill, something that will help us to live a better life. And that's a big part of our church.
Absolutely. We got a call here, Pastor. We got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello.
Go ahead, John.
Sir, what sort of kind of men were the founding fathers of the United States, and what do you perceive them to have been? And what was their intent for the United States to begin with?
Is that question for me?
That's for you. I'll jump in there also if I need to, but go ahead, Pastor.
Sure. I want to find balance in this question, John, and John from Texas. I want to find balance. I know that some like to call them the founding fraudsters or cast aspersions on them. I know they were all wealthy. I know some of them owned slaves. I know that some of them had great gain in the founding and launching of our nation. But I also think that these were godly men that realized the absolute necessity for a completely new style of governance, democracy. And I think they did their absolute best at the time. Did they have flaws? Yes. But they also brought forth a constitution, a bill of rights, and a style of governance that is the envy of the whole world. Despite their flaws, over half the world still wants to come to America and be part of the American democratic experiment.
Anything else, John?
I recommend that you, there's a series of documentaries. It's called Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning by Adullam Films by Chris Pinto and David Bay. Watch them. They will give you the truth.
I traveled for 20 years as a missionary. Without fail, John, every time I came through an international airport, there were far more people seeking to get in to America than were leaving. And, we look at communists, socialists. They would gladly leave behind communism and socialism to come and live America. So I do know that there were some issues with our founding fathers that people just now find out and take issue with. And I don't disagree with that.
Okay. One more comment, John. I'm going to wrap it up.
America's not Christian.
Say again, John. Repeat your
question. America is not Christian. So, the
America's
men
not
No.
You're making a statement that America is not Christian? Is that your statement?
Correct. I mean, it was not founded as a Christian nation at all.
I'll disagree. Most of the 13 colonies had state religions. The First Amendment is to make sure that the new government would not interfere with the state religions already established. And so that's absolutely wrong, John. Thank you for your call. We're going to move on. Now, Pastor, a lot of people refer to a letter written by Thomas Jefferson referring to separation of church and state as this was part of the Constitution, which, of course, it's not. And my statement that the First Amendment was to preserve the existing state religions is actually the way it was, isn't it, Pastor?
Yes, absolutely. The founding fathers never could have envisioned a day when we'd be speaking about church and state as we are today, or when our majority Christian nation is providing a context for the proliferation of so many non-Christian religions. Should we allow them? I suppose in a democracy you must. But they never imagined a day when we would be allowing what we're allowing today.
Well, here's how bad. Thomas Jefferson had an English translation of the Quran because he wanted to understand our enemies. And, of course, that's been preserved. And we have Muslims being elected to Congress taking their oath of office on that Quran as if it's some kind of elevated status for them to do that. But Thomas Jefferson knew that Muslims were our enemy, and we had, at the time, Muslims in North Africa were seizing American merchant ships and taking the men and women and passengers prisoner and holding them for ransom. So there's some basic issues with Islam, the way it's believed and practiced, that are at complete odds with Western civil, not even Christianity aside, at odds with Western civilization in general, aren't there?
Yes. Under the rubric of freedom, should we allow them? I suppose. But in no Islamic country on earth does the Christian church fare so well as the mosque does in America.
Well, the one exception used to be in the Middle East with Iraq. The third man in charge of the entire country was a Christian. Christians could openly practice their religion there, as opposed to our ally Israel, where Christians are not allowed to practice religion openly. But Iraq, as we knew it, is all gone, isn't it?
And we pounded that democracy into the ground and replaced it with something far less friendly towards the Christian church.
Absolutely. Coming up on our last break here in a couple of minutes, I never dreamed that we would be living in the world that we live in now before 2019. I was on my first and probably only Caribbean cruise in January 2020 when all this silliness began. And I'm watching videos of a Chinese man walking down a street, falling face first on the concrete, bleeding out and dying from COVID, allegedly. And when I watched it more carefully a year later, I saw this was a top athlete who caught his body weight with his hands below his waist before his face touched the concrete. The whole thing was a fraud. This entire thing has been based on fraud, hasn't it, sir?
Yes, it has. John, we were about 2 weeks from my children's first trip to Costa Rica. We were going to go down there and just hike a little, swim in the, as you said earlier in the show, in the cold of winter. And COVID stopped that, and COVID really has done a number on our country and our world.
It has, all by design, all with intent, and they're getting ready to ramp it up and start all over again. I think there's going to be a lot more resistance this time. What do you think, sir?
There'll be a resistance in Viburnum. Our church, as long as I serve as pastor, will never close its doors to a regularly scheduled service. I'm just not going to go down this road again.
Well, these health departments exercised a lot of control the last time around, threatening to pull business licenses from restaurants that stayed open, that pull license from stores that didn't require mask wearing, and so forth. I don't believe that's going to fly in the same manner it did last time around. Do you, sir?
I think it's going to be county by county, John, and it'll depend on the sheriff of the county is going to be the key person to not enforce these laws. The local prosecutor will be the key person to not prosecute trumped up charges against businesses, small businesses, pastors, and others for closing down. So I think prosecutor and sheriff will be key people going forward.
That's true for places that don't have a business license. Churches don't have a business license, obviously. But for places that have a business license, that will be the health department will be a key player as well, won't it?
Yes, it will, because the health department would have the right to come in even to a church, as we saw.
That's right. That's right. Well, we're off to the races with this whole thing starting again, and it will not be the same. I'll be doing what I can publicly to have people resist, and hopefully nonviolently. But when you stand to lose your entire livelihood and your business and source of income, people could get pretty upset pretty quickly, can't they?
Yes, they can, and for good reason, John.
Absolutely. Here's our last break. We'll wrap this up after the break.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Benefit of those who don't know, that's a clip from a movie where the U.S. Marines are taking over a Muslim country, that being Morocco in the 19th century. Pastor Bell, you do this for a living, at least a partial living, and the church does weddings, we do funerals, and we do the things the traditional church always does, don't we, sir?
Yes, we do. We open our doors to people at the happiest and the worst times of their lives.
Now, if a person wanted to book a wedding at the place, they would contact you. And what assistance would the church provide in a wedding planning situation?
We would provide an overall wedding planner that would come alongside the new couple and help them sketch out their wedding. We would also provide logistics in helping guests that would be visiting. And, of course, we would provide help in decorating the sanctuary and helping with a meal.
And when I got married in January, you provided pre-marriage counseling for myself and my new wife, didn't you, sir?
Yes, I did, with pleasure. It was my honor.
It was great. Let's see if we can get one quick call in here before we wrap this up with a prayer. Mike from Kentucky, almost out of time, Mike.
Anybody seen any kind of a assessment of what the percentage of, and the Native Americans weren't included, I don't think, in anything but a token way in the forming of this country? It's kind of ridiculous to think that it wasn't a Christian country. It was less than 1% other. I doubt if it was 1% Freemasons or 1% pagan or 1% whatever, deists. The rest, 99% of the people involved in founding that you were Christian, were they not?
They were, but as always, for 2,000 words, Mike, 2,000 years, Mike, God's people have been flawed and broken, always in need of repair. So when we hear these things about the founding fathers, yes, they were not perfect, and everyone has things that God is working on in their lives. But the vast majority of people in America professed a faith in the Christian God.
Mike, thank you for your call. Pastor, I want to ask you to say a prayer for our audience, for our country, please, wrapping this up.
Thank you. Father God, we come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Your word instructs us, O Lord, to make the best use of time because the days are evil. Lord, this verse from Ephesians strikes a chord in our heart because we live in an evil time. We ask that you would help us to always be ready to learn, to know, and to put to use every good skill you've given us in living the life that is pleasing to you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. We're on a biweekly schedule. We'll have you back 2 weeks from today, sir.
Be my pleasure, John.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much. All right. Top of the hour break, we'll be back with my friend Marie Lasseter. Marie Lasseter is a scientist. She's an author. She has 3 books for sale at Amazon.com, and she is the elected coroner of Texas County, Missouri, the largest county in the state of Missouri. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shioji literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shioji has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.